Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The omnibus was an appropriate metaphor for the last 2 years. A lot of Sturm und Drang, a lot of ups and downs, but at the end, a great result that really helped the American people.
The Senate passed a $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill to keep the federal government funded until next September. Congress has approved several continuing resolutions to avoid a government shutdown. The House could consider the measure today. Members of Congress have said the alternative to passing a full-fledged budget would be to pass a one-year continuing resolution that could leave numerous government agencies improperly funded. During a news conference about providing support to Ukraine in its war against Russia, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke about Afghanistan's decision to ban women from attending universities.
What they've done is to try to sentence Afghan women and girls to a dark future without opportunity. And the bottom line is that no country is going to be able to succeed, much less thrive, if it denies half its population the opportunity to contribute.
He said there will be costs if this decision is not changed. Blinken noted if the Taliban seeks to improve relations between Afghanistan and the U.S., policies like this are a step in the wrong direction. Now that the Supreme Court has delayed lifting Title 42, which allows authorities to expel migrants from U.S. land borders for public health reasons, some question the nature of this delay. But David Beer, Associate Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute, feels the implementation of Title 42 has less to do with public health and more to do with Republican states' stance on immigration.
It's really not a question of public health, and that should be what this law is about. It's supposedly about the public health necessity, which from the very beginning has always been a farce. There is never any public health rationale.
In his farewell address as House Majority Leader, Representative Stanley Hoyer described his approach to work in Congress and the need for agreement among congressional Democrats.
I approach my work and leadership with one principle in mind, the psychology of consensus. What is this psychology of consensus? It means having a greater sense of us being in this work together.
The state of Arizona is removing its makeshift border wall of shipping containers. The wall was put up in August by executive order from Governor Doug Ducey, but without official permits or authorization. Since the makeshift wall was erected, the federal government has been battling the state to have the containers removed. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
How are you? Well, they're